You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Kenneth Hardin Jr. calls his dad and asks to meet him at a bank in Fayetteville, Georgia. There, Hardin transfers all of his bank accounts to his father. When Hardin Sr. asks why, his son says he shot his wife and he's going on the run. Hardin Sr. immediately calls police, who find Carrie Hardin's burned body buried in a shallow grave behind the home.
Nancy, Hardin Jr. claims wife Carrie attacked him during an argument and he shot her in self-defense. The couple did not have any previous encounters with law enforcement regarding domestic violence. Fayetteville cops worked with Louisiana State Patrol and St. Tammany Parish Sheriffs to locate Hardin's vehicle.
Kenneth Hardin Jr. tracked down to a motel in Covington, Louisiana, where a SWAT team arrests him for murder. Drivers in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, call police to report an ostrich wandering in the road. The roughly 7 feet tall bird managed to escape his owner's trailer as they were passing through. Several drivers hop out to help the owner corral the bird and coax it off the road with food. By the time animal control arrives, the ostrich is safely back inside the trailer and will not be facing any flight charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin on the West Coast as a 62-year-old man has been formally charged in connection with the murders of two of his neighbors in a Southern California nudist community. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online with more.
Michael Roy Sparks now faces two counts of murder with special circumstances stemming from the deaths of 73-year-old Stephanie Menark and her 79-year-old husband Daniel, this according to court records. The couple, residents of the Desert Enclave of the Redlands, had been reported missing in late August. Sparks was apprehended at Olive Dell Ranch, a residential RV park and nudist resort located approximately 60 miles east of Los Angeles. Authorities arrested him after he was found hiding beneath a home on the property. The following day, investigators discovered human remains inside bags concealed in a concrete bunker underneath the same residence. While the remains have not yet been positively identified, officials believe they are those of Stephanie and Daniel Menark. Jacqueline Rodriguez, a spokesperson for the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office, declined to comment on the cause of death or a potential motive, citing the ongoing investigation. However, she did state that authorities do not suspect any additional victims in this case. The couple was last seen on August 24th, according to a concerned friend who reported them missing. Their dog, a Shih Tzu named Cuddles, was also unaccounted for at the time.
Sparks is currently being held without bail and is scheduled to appear in court this week. The man accused of fatally shooting a Southwest Virginia sheriff's deputy and injuring another earlier this month has died. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Smith County Commonwealth's attorney Philip Blevin says that 65-year-old Timothy Wayne Goodman from North Carolina has died at Johnson City Medical Center in Tennessee. Goodman faced charges including aggravated murder for the August 9th killing of Smith County Deputy Hunter Reedy. Additionally, he was charged with four counts of attempted murder and using a firearm in the commission of a felony. We're now learning from local news sources that the second deputy, who was also injured in the incident, was released from the hospital the following day and is recovering at home. The shooting occurred during a traffic stop in which Deputy Reedy and officers from the Marion Police Department were involved. Virginia State Police reported that Goodman had engaged in a confrontation with the officers and deputies before the shooting took place.
Goodman was also wounded during the exchange of gunfire and was subsequently hospitalized.
Thanks, John. Prisma Peralta Reyes, 26, meets up with an ex-boyfriend during lunch break. During their meal, Prisma argues with the ex and he leaves the restaurant. 3 hours later, Prisma's server asks her to give up the table. Prisma is seen next on surveillance at her ex's Dallas, Texas apartment complex. He wasn't home at the time. She makes 9 calls while there, 5 of them to the ex. One of the calls is to a friend out of state on a business trip. Prisma in the elevator of the building crying, saying she's confused and needed help. The helpless friend tries to have someone check on her, but she doesn't answer anyone's calls or texts. 2 hours after Prisma was supposed to pick up her son, 6, the babysitter reports her missing. Prisma is never seen leaving the ex's apartment complex, even though all the exits have cameras. Prisma, Hispanic, 5'2", 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing a red polo, capri blue jeans, and black sneakers, carrying a large black purse. If you have info on Prisma Peralta Reyes, now missing 5 years, please call Mesquite, Texas PD, 972-285-6336.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.